Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This week on the show, I thought you were going to sneeze.
No.
Oh.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about breakfast at New General Cafe in Winter Park and the vegan breakfast wrap at Ronto Roasters in Disney's Hollywood Studios. We'll also try Trader Joe's crispy, crunchy, spicy, mochi rice nuggets.
Wow.
What a lineup.
Wow. Mm-hmm. No notes on the intro.
None?
Flawless.
Oh my gosh.
Flawless intro.
Listener, this is unprecedented.
I feel like I'm hunching over like an ogre. Is an ogre hunch? I'm hunching ogre on the microphone because, don't point at me like I did anything good. I'm hunching over. Hunching like a, does an ogre do it?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think an ogre hunches. What's the Notre Dame guy?
He's the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Literally the defining thing.
Yeah.
Is that he hunches.
Yeah.
I also don't think we say that anymore.
Probably not.
No.
Probably that's not cool.
The person of Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
The person deserving of love. Of Notre Dame.
The human being of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
The Notre Dame human beings.
Yeah.
As they're called.
What other fictional characters hunch? What's a hunch? I keep thinking of a henchman, but a henchman doesn't necessarily hunch.
A hunchman.
Right. Witches? Snow White and the Hunchman.
Witches? Do witches? I feel like they're kind of stooped.
I think that some witches are hunched. The yeah. Snow White witch in particular strikes me as a hunched woman. A woman of the hunch.
A woman of the hunch.
Yes.
As they so often say.
Because she holds the apple out. I'm hunching as I do this.
One hand on the back, other hand holding out the apple.
Does she hold her back?
I don't know. I might be adding same. That. I mean, same. Yeah. Girl, I get you.
Every day, I get a little bit closer to sympathizing with the witch from Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Me too.
What's new?
Oh my goodness. What is new with me?
I just meant like in the world. Oh. Politics.
Oh, is that a new segment?
What's the COVID count today?
Whew, probably higher than you think.
Okay.
I am going skating tomorrow at Underground Atlanta. There's a dance party and they're going to let skaters skate there.
Nice.
And me and some of my friends are going to go and we're going to skate all night. I'm very excited.
So Underground Atlanta, for those of you who don't live in Atlanta, is a place downtown that is, like it says, it's underground. It used to be a shopping mall and had restaurants and things in it. And then that kind of atrophied the way that malls atrophy, or the way that malls have atrophied over the past couple of decades. It was kind of a dead zone for a while. And in recent years, probably the past 5-10 years, it's been getting revitalized into a nightlife location. I've never sounded older. It's a place for the youths to go and have fun. In a nightclub capacity.
My friend Rachel goes dancing there all the time.
Yeah.
And there's a group thread because we're trying to figure out if we're going to meet up and all ride over together or what we're going to do. And in the thread, I posted, what do you wear to something like this? And boy, have I never felt older. Ooh, boy.
So when it was a shopping mall, I would come through Atlanta on my church choir's summer tour. We would do a summer tour every summer. That's when you do a summer tour.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'd go around the South. I think I've talked about this before on here. But we'd stop in Atlanta. Whenever we would do stops, we would always try to do a fun thing in the town where we stopped. And so we would go to Atlanta. When we come to Atlanta, we'd do the Underground Atlanta. And two things. One, I went to one of the candy barrel places where pay for the pound, pay by the pound for the candy, and spent like almost all of my allowance for the trip there because I did not realize how much candy weighed. And you can't put it back because it's all mixed together in the bag. So yeah. I did that. The second thing was I went to one of those record a hit song, and you can be the singer of the hit song, and you have a little cassette tape of yourself singing the hit song.
Mm-hmm.
I sang Heaven by Warrant.
Yeah, you did.
And I gave it to a girl that I liked.
Yeah, you did.
So.
Aw.
Yeah.
David Streepy.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
I love it.
Guarantee she does not still have it.
But if she does, imagine.
Carrie? Gary, if you have this?
You want it back?
I don't want it back. I want to hear it.
Yeah, that's hear what I'm saying. It sounded. Could you digitize it?
Yeah, I don't want it back. Keep it. It's a precious memory.
It is a precious
memory.
It
was a gift. I wouldn't ask for it back 30 years later.
No. Ungifting is uncool. What's new with you, Dave Streepy?
Do you know the song Heaven?
By who?
By Warrant. It was a hit song.
Sing a little bit.
I got a picture of your house and you're standing by the door. It's black and white and faded. It's looking pretty worn. And then you do a whole thing. And then the chorus is, Heaven isn't too far away.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Closer to it every day. It's a song about the slow
march
crawl towards
death.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a crawl.
Well.
The march is more distinguished.
Yeah. Just hands and knees.
Yep.
It's good. That's romantic.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a sweet song.
Yeah.
It was a ballad. It was a power ballad.
Yeah.
It was a hit song.
Okay, I know the song.
It was popular.
Okay, not with me, but I'm aware of the song.
I had the whole Warrant album.
Really?
And let me tell you something. It's good.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinking Rich is the name of the album.
Okay.
It opens with the Down Boys.
Okay. Is that right. Cherry Pie on it? Isn't that Warrant?
No, Cherry Pie was the follow-up album, which I think is called Cherry Pie.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that.
My piano teacher had a poster framed of the album cover for Cherry Pie on the wall.
Is it a woman's area? At what point does the analog break down?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think that there's a... I'm trying... Look, this is a family podcast.
You're so delicate. It is a family podcast.
I don't know. You know that's what they're talking about when they sing Cherry Pie, right?
I thought they just like pie like I do.
No. You're so sweet.
Shit.
No, it's talking about you know where.
I don't. Could you be more specific?
I don't. Not on the podcast. I'll show you. But the video, I think... plays around a little bit with the duality of it. Mm-hmm. But I think any imagery for it is going to be less pie related and more, you know?
I don't.
I'm raising my eyebrows at you.
Is something wrong with your eyebrows? No. Are they okay?
I'm trying to get a subtle point across.
Oh.
All right. Listeners, if you know what they're referring to when they say cherry pie in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Write to us at Talkin' Tofu Pod. Where are we? On Glitter?
At gmail.com. What is... Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
God.
I'm not. Where? At Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That'll be better.
Thank you. Nobody sends us emails.
Yeah, I don't think you need to email that information. Yeah. You're welcome to. I will read it. I will reply to you.
Or just... text it directly to Becky at this number.
No, please don't text. Unless you already have my number, I guess.
Yeah. So.
Dave, how are you? How are you doing?
Well, I'm good.
Yeah?
Sure. I got a haircut.
You look great.
Got a hairdo. Shout out to Emily.
Emily did a great job on your hair. Hi, Emily.
She doesn't listen to this.
Oh.
She doesn't.
Why not?
I don't know. She's very good at, a lot of people are very good at being interested in the fact that you have a podcast, but not wanting to know any more about it.
Yeah.
Which I think, like, great.
That's his life skill in 2024.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a podcast.
Everybody. I'm in my new chair. I got a new desk chair, and you encouraged me to roll it in for the record because you don't have a chair for me in this room.
Correct.
I don't have a chair for your co-host in this recording space.
We
so
usually
I have to bring my own chair. I know we project an image of success and wealth.
Where would I even put that chair?
In this room. I see several places the chair could go. A certain chair is coming back into this room later on this month.
Oh boy.
I'm getting a Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
I might get a Peloton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got this new chair.
Yeah.
It's the TikTok chair. It's the crisscross chair. I'm sitting crisscrossed on it. Not right now.
But you can.
You can. It's a huge chair, and it's deep, and it's a rocker. Kind of like Warrant. And you can sit cross-legged on it.
Oh, that's why they call it the crisscross chair. I didn't understand.
You're supposed to sit on it like this.
Listener, every chair is a crisscross chair if I'm sitting on it. I crisscross on any chair.
Right, but the chair's not big enough for you to do that comfortably. Here, my whole legs are cushioned.
Yeah?
Yes.
Nice.
It's like I'm some sort of like all-knowing person sitting here like dispensing knowledge.
Yeah.
From my little pedestal.
Casually.
Yeah, and let me tell you, the price on this thing can't be beat. Can't be beat. You guys, I know people are saying a lot of bad things about TikTok these days. But their prices can't be beat. So get on there. Get yourself a deal. Get the chair.
Sure.
I got no skin in this game.
Mm-mm.
I should. Maybe I should sell TikTok chairs.
Maybe.
Everybody else is.
Seems like the move.
There's like 400 people selling the same chair on TikTok.
Oh. Okay.
So maybe. And you get a commission.
Yeah.
You get a commission.
That's great.
All right.
Good for them. I hope that you bought it from someone that got a commission.
I did.
Good. Support your local influencer, y'all.
Look, it's tough out there.
Yeah.
It's tough out there for an influencer.
It is.
Take it from me.
Take it from Dave Streepy,
yeah.
Influencer.
No, I'm influenced. It's hard to keep up. There's so many. I'm looking for somebody to give me influence that I can take and run with.
Yeah.
You want to talk takeout?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So, we're in Florida.
Not right now, listener. We're hearkening back to another time and place.
However, I am going to Florida tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get Kind Cleaver for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go to Planty's.
Hell yeah.
And get shakes and burgers.
Mm.
And I'm going to go to that arcade. And I'm...
The one Melissa was talking about with the pizza?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to do a lot of things.
That sounds fun.
And I'm going to go back to New General, probably.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The reason that New General is often on our to-eat list in Orlando is because it has good vegan breakfast options, and it is located in Winter Park, where Dave's parents go to church.
That's right.
And so every Sunday when we're in Orlando, we're in Winter Park.
Yep. This place opened up kind of recently. We've been once or twice. And this time we feasted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually I go in, get the coffee from there. They also have a golden latte that I really like. That
I like it too. I like it as well.
Cordyceps in it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Can't even taste them.
I'm trying. I'm going to try to go in a more mushroomy direction.
Nice.
In my life.
So, I like it. Mushrooms are good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's neither here nor there.
It isn't. It's neither here nor there. So we went to New General and we ordered some breakfast. So we've been there more than once. Should we talk about both visits or should we talk about
I got the same thing both times.
Okay, so I got different times. I got different things both times. The first time we went, I got the Buddha Bowl, which I don't even remember. It was not that memorable. But I added almond-crusted tofu, which was not as flavorful as I thought it was going to be. And it came with a tahini sauce that I think I would have gotten on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? This Buddha Bowl was good. It had a bunch of like veggies and stuff and whole grain. And there were Brussels sprouts in it. The tahini sauce was kind of weird. It was a little sweet. Mm-hmm. It worked well with some stuff, not other stuff. I think I would have preferred it as a dip on the side. So if you get the Buddha bowl, maybe get that sauce on the side.
Okay.
On this visit, I got the avocado toast. Sounds boring. It is not. It is a huge slice of toast covered in garlicky sautéed mushrooms and sesame seeds and microgreens. And then it's spread with like mashed avocado underneath.
Give the listener a sense of the footprint of this toast. The dimensions. How many fingers thick is it?
Thick?
Yeah.
It's not a thick slice. It's just like a really long, it's like a really big slice. Okay. It's like, help me. It's like this.
So like a foot.
It's like 8 inches.
Okay.
8 inches long slice of
eight
bread.
8 inches long. Not super thick.
Not super thick, but fully loaded with stuff.
Okay.
Delightful. So satisfying. We'd been eating kind of greasy. I was delighted to have like a healthy option for breakfast. And it kept me feeling full. And then I got one of those golden lattes because yum.
Yeah, it's super good. I had the vegan brekkie sandwich, which is almond-crusted tofu, house-made lentil sausage, buttermilk ranch-dressed kale, sriracha aioli, brioche bun. You can add avocado to it for $3. You can get a gluten-free bread if you want, but that's not vegan. And you can also get potato wedges on the side. I did none of those three things. I said, just give me the sandwich. And like I said, I've had it twice. I think that this is a really interesting sandwich because it's got so much sauce going on and so much treatment going on, mm-hmm. but it still feels light. Like it still feel like you're full, but you're not carrying it around for the next couple of hours.
So I've tried a bite of this sandwich and I feel like the almond crusted tofu works really well on that sandwich because there's so much other flavor going on and mm-hmm. the tofu just gives you like textures. It kind of... It all works together really well.
Yeah.
Unlike in the Buddha bowl, where it worked fine, I guess. I think the tofu dipped in the tahini would have been... Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about this Buddha bowl that I kind of liked and would do differently next time.
Well, if we could bring it back to the sandwich that I was talking about, because it was my turn, I really liked it. I'm excited to have it again. I will not order other things on the menu. Like, this is a slam dunk.
Nice.
Some would call it a grand slam.
Ooh,
at a different restaurant.
At a different restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you give New General?
Do we rate the restaurant?
We don't. Good catch.
I did it. Nice. Listener, nice. Growth.
It is growth. Not gross.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. Hey, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and we talk about it. And I lost the article. There it is. This week's headline is from NME.com. NME stands for, I don't even know, but it seems like it's an entertainment magazine. News, media, entertainment? I don't know. Anyway, this article on NME.com by Alex Berry on March 27th, 2024. Cillian Murphy reveals he's gone vegan. So Cillian Murphy, an alternate title, alternate headline, if I can make a suggestion, Alex Berry, would be Peaky Blinders, more like Leafy Blinders. the Peaky Blinders star has gone plant-based. Also Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Batman Begins. Also, he's a big star. Sunshine?
Mm-hmm.
Peaky Blinders?
Bit of a dreamboat.
More like... Oh, really?
Yeah.
More like Leafy Blinders now.
Yes.
Yeah.
More like Leafy Blinders. Yeah. And even more of a dreamboat now that I know he has gone vegan.
Wow.
Assuming it's for the animals or at least he sticks with it.
I don't know. Yeah. Hey, I don't care why you're vegan. You know what?
True.
Do whatever you want.
Temporary bump in his dreamboat status.
You know what? You think it's a weight loss diet? Go for it. Just eat vegan.
Just stay with
whatever.
It. Just stick with it.
Cillian Murphy has revealed that he has adopted a vegan diet. Speaking on the WTF podcast with Mark Maron. Hey, another podcast.
Hey.
A contemporary. The Oppenheimer star shares that he has made the shift to a plant-based diet. We should do a collab with the Mark Maron.
This Mark Maron.
We could probably boost each other. When asked about what Murphy typically cooks, the 28 Days Later star, great movie, said, "I've been trying the vegan thing as well." Speaking on the transition to the diet, which prohibits eating meat, dairy, and eggs, Murphy sighed before confessing, "I miss cheese." On whether, I'd rather somebody sigh and say they miss cheese than somebody say, "Oh, I could never give up cheese," which is what you hear like 99.999% of the time.
I would die.
I just can't do without cheese. On whether he notices the lack of meat in his diet, Murphy shared, "I don't miss the meat. No, I've been off the meat for a long time." A lot of ads, like 40 things popped up while I was scrolling through this article. But you know what? That's not Alex's fault. Give Alex the click.
Yeah, give Alex that click.
And Killian, leafy blinder, stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 28 days seitan, 28 days leafer. No, 28. There's something there.
This is Talking Toe News.
And we'll be back 28 seconds later after these ads. It's probably a little more than that. I don't know.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. We continue to be the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives and hopefully your lives as well. We are now talking about something new.
Yeah, we are.
Well, once Instagram's all
no,
done
I'm
over
getting
there.
Up my list.
Okay, well, you know that your focus completely shifts to the thing that's in front of you.
I was getting my list of my things that I thought.
You are an efficient unitasker. You are so efficient at unitasking that you give the illusion of multitasking, but you are not an effective multitasker.
I'm doing my
best. You're so good at unitasking. Yes. But it's not a problem. It's not wrong, but I have to acknowledge that if I'm talking to you and you're looking at your phone, you are not hearing.
But I'm not on Instagram.
I know. That was a joke.
Oh.
That's what, look at the comedy label on this podcast. It's not correct. It's more correct than the food label that was there before.
It's one of Dave Streepy's signature jokes.
Is there a dumb label that we can recategorize the podcast as?
Just whatever.
Just dumb.
If there was a label that was just whatever, that's what we would need.
Listen to some dumb content. I think we would do better in the dumb category. People probably are looking for dumb stuff.
Yeah.
This is pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like some dumb stuff.
Yeah. Hey, so we went to Disney when we were in Orlando. I had a friend reach out recently because we dropped an episode where we talked about a Disney restaurant. Shocker. And they said, how often do you go to Disney? They thought we were going to Disney every time that we drop an episode with Disney stuff. And it's like, no. We take one trip. We just squeeze every drop out of that content rag.
Yeah, we take a trip and then we talk about the restaurants one at a time.
Yeah.
Instead of doing a whole Disney episode, because we've already done that.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So. We needed to find a new way to give you Disney content.
Instead of recycling the content for one episode, or the idea for one episode, we just do micro-recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Re-microing. I'm on a wordable kick today. I'm not on a kick. Like, I want to be on a wordable kick today. I just keep trying to start that engine.
Yeah, you do. I love it. Yeah. I love a wordable.
Yeah. So we're at Disney.
Yeah, we are.
We go to Hollywood Studios.
We got moving early to do this because last time we got there and we were too late for breakfast.
It ended in line. I was in line.
Oh.
And it ended.
We were so hungry, and then all we could find to eat was a fruit cup, and it was awful. Not the fruit cup. The fruit cup was delicious, but we were so hungry.
We talked about it on the pod.
Yeah.
We had the fruit cup from Ronto Roasters.
Yes, yeah. And the reason we had it, incredible fruit cup, but the reason that we got it, it was like all these exotic fruits, and it had tahini on it. It was great. Had jicama in it. It was delightful. But not when you're breakfast hungry. It was still just a fruit cup, and we were... Whoa, that was my ankle.
Did you knock?
That was my ankle.
Sounded like a knock.
No, listen to my ankles.
Ugh.
I should get that looked at.
I almost thought Takey was here again.
What?
I thought our pal Takey was here again.
Who?
Well, I just heard a knock at the door.
Could it be?
You never know.
Takey!
Gotta go. That was fast.
That was really quick. It's just a quick pop in. Like
you didn't want to be here after all.
He was like, this seems dumb.
Opened the door and realized why he left. So yeah, we make a mobile order. Mm-hmm. That's a thing you can do at Disney. You can make mobile orders at all the quick serve places. And then you just walk right up when your number is called and get your order.
Mm-hmm. Much better than waiting in line. Especially if you're racing the clock.
Most of the time. What happened here was we did the mobile order. They said our number was ready. And then I got in a line of 30 people. And then you get to the front of the line and you tell them what number you were. And then they make your food.
Oh.
So it's kind of not what they tell you it's going to be. But
yeah, this doesn't seem ideal to me.
Well, it was fine. We were all on the same team in the line. The funny thing was, and I understand this, but it was funny and annoying because I was hungry, was people kept bypassing the line to go right up to the counter because the app kept telling them that their number was ready. And so you had to be like, there's a line here. And you just say that over and over again because people kept going up to the front of the line and everybody in the line had to be like, there's a line here. And the person would usually turn around and go, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. And then go to the back of the line. Some people acted like it was our fault that there was a line. And it's like, not untrue. We all created the conditions for the line.
Yeah, but they are also part of the line now.
Right, right.
So it's an all in this together kind of situation. Yeah.
So a lot of, like, a theme I kept seeing at Disney was people don't know what to do with their disappointment. And usually they do not suck it up. Mm-mm. That option's not on the table.
No, they throw it at you.
Yeah, they look around for somebody who's getting paid to have it thrown at them. And if that is not nearby, then they'll just throw it at somebody for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool park to pay a lot of money to go to.
Mm-hmm. So Dave waited in this long ass line. And then he came back to me and the kid who had scouted a table while he was doing that, because there are not a ton of tables at Ronto Roasters. So while he was in line, the kid and I stood eagle-eyed waiting for some seats to open up. We ended up sharing a table with another family who was also just a small group of three or four.
Yeah.
And so by the time Dave came back, we had a table.
Yep.
And Dave had this sandwich, which is a big old piece of flatbread, like a fat, like lavash kind of flatbread.
It's not just a pita? Is a pita not a flatbread?
Oh, I mean, I guess it is. But this doesn't look like a pita to me, because a pita's got the slit in it. This doesn't have that. Are we, what? Are you talking about cherry pie?
What?
Oh, no.
You crashed it. You crashed it.
I broke it.
Nuh-uh.
No,
you're,
ma'am,
talking like that, I am out of here.
Watch your mouth, young lady.
It's okay when he says it.
It's not ladylike when you do it.
All right.
So it's a piece of flatbread.
Okay.
Big old piece of flatbread. And on it is what appears to be two of the folded Just Egg patties. The frozen, obviously not frozen when you receive it, but they, when Disney receives it, it's frozen.
Okay.
And then you can see where it's one in
there. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then on top is this chickpea and carrot salad with like onions, and it's in this like spicy, zesty, tangy red dressing.
Yeah.
It's an unusual choice for breakfast because it was
on Earth.
On Earth. But it was a bit spicy. I feel like at Disney, something with bold flavors like that was a bit of a swing. How did you like it?
I think that it's, I kind of disagree, because if anything, Disney food is not bland. All Disney food is cranked up to be three times the sensation that it is in the real world, whether that's salty, whether that's sweet, and in this case, whether it's spicy. The fact that it's a spicy dish for breakfast, I think it was an interesting way to like theme it in a way that made it made sense in a Star Wars environment for some reason to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder what the Ronto wrap, because that's their non-vegan breakfast option. I wonder what that sensation is like. Are they both spicy sandwiches, or is this really taking a stab at being like a unique vegan product, you know?
Oh, good question.
I thought it tasted fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought the spice was great. I was a little nervous, if I'm being honest, about eating spicy food first thing in the morning.
I get that.
You got to carry that around. Me, I'm going up and down in a haunted elevator in a couple of hours.
That's right.
You know, I'm going to be mindful of that.
Absolutely.
But I thought it was great. I thought it was filling. I thought that was the best frozen Just Egg patty I've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, they found a way to make it not taste like super processed like they normally do.
Yeah.
I'm off Just Egg patties. I don't like them. But I liked that.
Yeah.
What do they do, you think? Deep fry?
I have no idea.
Steam?
I don't know. I wonder if it's the stuff they paired with it. Maybe all those other flavors.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I have to go back to Batuu to see. Have to talk to Hondo in Batuu. Batuu is the planet that Galaxy's Edge takes place on, the planet of Batuu.
I see.
Okay. Chewbacca's there sometimes.
Mm-hmm. He is. He walks by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rey is there as well.
Mm-hmm. She will walk right by.
Stormtroopers too.
They will yell at you.
We ran a mission for them. We did a mission.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Saved some members of the Resistance. You don't even remember any of this.
We were the Resistance members. They saved us.
No, we saved other members of the Resistance too. Wait, no. We were saved.
Yeah. They saved us. Well, we got captured. They saved us.
Yeah. I thought this was a hit. Do you not want to keep talking?
You never asked me what I thought. I was waiting for you to ask me what I thought.
I thought you already said what you thought.
No, I said it was a big swing. I never said how I liked
it. Oh, how'd the swing connect?
I loved it.
Whoa!
I wish that the only complaint I had was that we shared it. I wished I had my own all to myself because it was so delicious. The just egg was cooked perfectly. The bread was nice and soft. The sauce was so flavorful that the bread, maybe it was trying to blend it up, but it could not. It was so delicious. I loved it.
I think that bread is like the cement in your stomach. That's going to be what keeps you full.
I think the chickpeas are what's going to keep you full. All that fiber.
I just didn't think there were that many chickpeas.
There's a ton of chickpeas. I took a video of it. You want to see?
Did you count? Did you count every chickpea?
Look at all that chickpea. It's a ton of chickpeas. Every chickpea.
Is that jackfruit?
No, it's chickpeas and carrots.
There's
and
something
onions.
Else that's not a chickpea or a carrot there. Like that.
Onion? The onion? I don't detect a jackfruit. Should we look it up, though? What if I'm wrong? Oh, I misnomered it. It's the Triple Suns breakfast wrap.
And that's it's right.
Plant-based eggs, smoky chickpea onion slaw. Oh, it's a slaw. Okay. And roasted tomato sauce wrapped in pita bread. Oh, and it is pita bread. I thought it was lavash bread. So jokes on me all around, really.
Yeah.
So the other option there is the fruit cup, which has jicama, cucumber, pineapple, melon, and dragon fruit. I guess when I was thinking about the dragon fruit. And it has a tamarind sauce, and it's dusted with peppercorn ash, which I guess I thought was tahine. I just really blew it describing everything at Ronto Roasters, everyone. But I liked all the food I've eaten there. It's all been delicious.
I wonder if there's a Total Eclipse of the Heart parody that you could do with tamarind. Tamarind. We'll work on it. Have you seen this video? It's on TikTok. It's probably on Instagram now.
Okay.
Because when stuff gets stale, that's when it goes on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Where a dog is listening to Total Eclipse of the Heart, and every time they say turn around, the dog turns around, and the video is like, ha ha ha, look how cute this is. My dog misunderstands the command. When clearly this person is giving them a visual training cue off camera to get them to turn around every time.
Oh, yeah.
Filming the dog and being like, look at this dog misunderstanding the thing. Drives me batty when people do, look at my dog reacting strangely in the world when really it's so manufactured and they train the dog to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on a scale of 1 to 10 turns around, what do you give the Three Suns wrap? Three Suns because it's spicy.
Yeah.
What do you give the Three Suns wrap?
Do we do re-rate?
We do rate these.
We do. Okay.
Why are you?
10. It's a 10.
You give it a 10.
I loved this. It had so much flavor. It had so much protein. It was filling. Even sharing it was filling. Although, because of the deliciousness, I could have eaten a whole one to myself.
Yeah. I give it a 9 because I am worried about how my belly would feel if I had eaten a whole one of those. At 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'll tell you how my belly would have felt.
In 80 degree weather.
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah.
My belly would have felt full and happy.
Okay. Okay. That's all we want.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
Full and happy.
Full, happy, baby Becky.
That's right.
All right. Good showing. Good showing. That might be the, I was going to say the thing at Le Cellier beat it for my favorite bite of that trip.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Close call, though.
Close. Hey, it doesn't have to be a contest. We're the ones who made it one.
That's
and by
true.
By we, I mean me. Yeah. You want to have a snack?
Yes.
So this one is from the Trader Joe's haul that I recently did. I went with a coworker to Trader Joe's during lunch to pick up some snacks. We had a lot of fun. And then the rest of the day, we were kind of snacking and having fun. And this was something that my coworker got, but I did not get. And we opened it up on the drive back to work, and I had one. And I almost turned around and got it. But instead, what I did was I went the next day and purchased these for us. These are the... And yeah, spoiler alert, I've eaten them already.
So
you've eaten them.
But we want to eat them on the pod because they're so fun.
These are the Trader Joe's spicy... Crispy, crunchy, spicy, mochi rice nuggets.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
On the package, on the front, are little cutouts of the nuggets, and they have little cute faces on them. They're around a campfire, One of them is jumping in the air saying, spicy! So already, branding on point.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna grab one and pass it to you.
All right.
So these are little nuggets. They're like little rectangular nuggets, but they look like the rectangles have kind of popped open a little bit, almost like popcorn.
They look like big Captain Crunch.
Yes.
Captain Crunch.
And they're about the size of the first knuckle of my thumb.
And that's a medium-sized thumb. Here we go. So here's the fun thing about these nuggets.
Because it's just rice mochi on the inside, crunchy.
Red bag, warning signs all over it. You take your first bite, and you're like, whatever.
Not that spicy.
Mm-mm. But then you get to swallowing territory.
Things start to happen. Your throat starts
to heat up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's moving. It's on the move.
It keeps going. And you think, oh, okay, here's the heat. You're wrong. Here's the start of the heat.
It's just beginning, y'all.
It continues. At this point, it's very hot.
Now it's reached the front of my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, it's like it's trying to crawl up into my nose.
And it's saying, you know what you need is another one.
Let the whole arc happen.
Okay. Now my mouth is watering and my eyes are watering.
Right. We're hanging out. I'm swallowing my spit.
I really want another one at this point, but Dave will not let me.
Now it's starting to fade.
Mm-hmm.
Still hot. Starting to fade. This now is the heat that at the front end of it, you thought was going to be the heat.
Mm-hmm. It's a real crescendo that kind of fades into.
And now we're done.
Yep. But let's eat one more.
Solid snack. Solid snack. No, I don't want one more.
Oh, they're so good.
I need to.
Even the kid likes them. He had a really fun time riding that spicy wave too.
It's fun. It's one of the more fun snacks I've had in recent memory.
It is fun. And I don't know how I feel about eating hot things for sport. I feel like people really kind of hurt their stomachs that way sometimes. But this is really fun. Yeah. It's fun experience to share with other people.
Yeah.
I'm going through all the phases right now as I'm talking to you.
And not like super bad for you too.
Mm-mm.
Like it's not super high in sodium.
It's not.
I mean, it's high, but like 8 pieces is the serving size. And that's
a pretty low number for
8 pieces. Yeah.
They're pretty big.
Yeah. It was fun. We're having fun.
They are fun.
We're finally having fun on this podcast.
Ugh, right? For once in our lives. God.
Talking about cherry pie and eating spicy mochi nuggets.
On a scale of 1 to 10 little campfires.
Wait, we don't do that.
Oh.
We thumb it up. We thumb it up. Or we thumb it down.
Are you talking about cherry pie again?
Well, now you're just squeezing. I don't know if there's any more drops in that.
this episode's just for us.
Thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. Do you want to write us a letter? Write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G, or you can slide into our DMs, talkingtofupod on Instagram. Becky reads and responds to everyone. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab a Talking Tofu mug, tee, sticker, mouse pad, and more in our TeePublic shop, teepublic.com/talking-tofu. I'm Line Leader on Instagram and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.